radiant outcome. Fellow seekers of the divine, as human beings, while we may criticize many things and people, we really have a low of excellence. We admire people who do things well. We admire people of character. And perhaps, above all, we appreciate people of deep wisdom. Deep wisdom includes, but goes beyond, knowledge. It includes, but goes beyond, experience. It is a melding of the two. Deep knowledge and practical experience. Therefore, if you ask them a question or for guidance, you feel that you're getting the very best advice possible. But then, is that the highest wisdom? Because sometimes there seems to be questions that no one can give a satisfactory answer for. For example, all teachings say God is omnipresent, present everywhere, omnipotent, he is all power, and omniscient, all knowledge. If God is present everywhere, has all power and all knowledge, then why is the world the way it is? Why, even in such a simple thing as mutations, are 99% failure, 1% success? One answer might be that that omniscience, functioning through limited vehicles, functions at their level, so that omniscience functions at a plant level. It functions in minerals, making crystals at the mineral level. It functions in animals at the animal level. It functions in human beings at our level. We probably make fewer errors than plants do. So that is one way of looking at it. most of us have had experiences that lead us to believe that indeed the divine knows everything. There's nothing he does not know. We will see recognition, knowing of the future, that we simply cannot deny. We will have our lives changed in some mysterious way that in hindsight we see the divine in that change. In other words, we recognize a divine not just impersonal, but 100% personal and caring and knowing every detail. So what does a wise person say about that? Perhaps that's why Jesus urged us all to become like little children. Except you become like a little child, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven. I thank thee, Father, that thou hast hidden it from the learned and the wise and revealed it unto babes. For such was your gracious will. Therefore, it seems to be good to try to gather as much experience and knowledge as we can. But there seems to be a point where the greatest wisdom is to become like a little child, to, in a sense, not know, to take our wisdom and offer it back to God, to always be empty. When some insight is given to us, we give thanks for it and offer it back, because we see that the highest wisdom is to be constantly open like a child, not knowing in the highest sense. Harry Ohm.